Before I start, I'd like to once again thank the Shmachas Yarmish for having us my second year here, and this is also a good privilege to have Chabura B'nai Torah in the house. The Vaita, like last year, gave a bracha, she continues to be a base of the Chachamim. Now, let's give a courage type to all the B'nai Chabura, because the Maita, the Ritzel Raita, is a Gvalda Gazak for Steigen. Baruch Hashem, the Ilam talks and learning, and they ask the kashas and the murder altogether. It's a big kiddush Hashem. And before you have to give a card type to the Reish Chabura of Yisrael. Not here to give, not speak about Yisrael. I can just say one thing about Yisrael. Pasuk in Torah, Ashrecha Yisrael mikamoicha. Now, v'negeya Chanukah. Contrary to popular belief, when we're taught in kindergarten, we're taught that the Yevonim came into Eretz Yisrael, they put Xeris on the Yidden, and the Yidden, some Yidden gave into pressure, and they became Misyavnim, and they acted like the Yevonim. The truth is the exact opposite. There was a Kohen who paid his way in to be a Kohen Gadol named Jason, not Jewish name Jason, and he brought in the Yevonim to come in, and he brought them in, and he opened up a gymnasium in Yerushalayim with a whole, where he used to play sports without any clothing, and all, him and his chevra of tax collectors, they brought in they invited Antiochus, Harasha, to come into Eretz Yisrael and to Yerushalayim. Not like that, people think that the Shmad had a lot of shaykhs to them, and Yavim had a big hand in the Shmad. The last year, prison came over to me and said, "You'll never believe what I heard. I wanted to hear the 8 o'clock news, and I turned on a couple minutes before the 8 o'clock news, and there was this professor speaking on the radio. And he was speaking about, bemoaning the fact that the Yidden won the Muhammad. Terrible. How the Yidden won the Muhammad. Why is it terrible?" And he said, "Because if Yavin would have won, we'd have so many more things from Yavin." He said, "Don't worry, we have things from Yavin. We have the stadium, we have the theater, but and we also have things of our own, but it's a shame that we won the Macham." So, you know, if I was a Mashkiach and I say, you know, Yavon is stadium and Yavon is theater, so, you know, too from. And if I'm a Rashiva, a Brisker, they say I'm too Machmer. But here you have this professor, you know, Israeli professor, you know, with the Tandalim and the buttons open, and he's complaining that Yavon, this is what Yavon is. Now, I'm not here because to start speaking about what we have that's Yavin, but the Nakuda of what the weakness that this professor has and what we were affected in the time of Yavin was not realizing the Milo of what it means to be a Yid and the godless of being a Yid. And when the Yidin, what is the godless of being a Yid, they came to the car, Mila Hashem alive, and they gave over themselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And let's just think about this a little bit, the kuda of what it means to be Yid, the godless of a Yid, and now that if we are much in effort and are feel each person Madrega, then Hashem will give us the Yavdus Maya. The Kuzri says there are five types of creation. There's a rock, plant life, an animal, the guy, and the Yid. And they say, it's a story from Chaim Brisker, that just like if a cow dies, does not become a tree, does not become a rock, it just precipitates, it dissolves into the earth. Just like a goy dies, it doesn't turn into an animal. So too, if a yid loses his mila, he doesn't become a goy. He loses his whole matzias. Once he loses his whole matzias, then that is when a goy can have control of a yid. But the yid is a chelek time mal. The Miller used to say that there's more similarity between a giraffe and a goy than a goy and a yid. You have to realize that a goy has to do that. It's okay, but a yid is a chelek el kaim imam, and a chelek el kaim al. And the Yevonim, this is what the Yevonim could not handle. They couldn't unbelieve. They did not want to accept the fact that something being banam lamakim, being a chelik of the kaimim al, that was something they couldn't accept. And they made different gzeres. There are guys that are on Torah. Why are the guys on Torah? Because kutzavis richo v'raisa yisrael chazul. They couldn't believe. Klai Yisrael cannot be with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They made prayers, Shabbos. The guy keeps Shabbos and Chayav Misa. They didn't accept that fact. It could be such a day that Hashem spends time with a special nation. They won't accept it. They wrote, Kistu Karen Ashar, Ki Ein Hachelik V'Kei Yisrael. They believed in the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They believed when the Kadosh Baruch Hu left, now what is a human being? A human being is a glorified animal, a glorified cow. Right on the Karen Ashar, when you're doing work, you realize that you're nothing. You're just a talking animal. And that is all you are. And that's why they made it there. But a Yid has no shaykhis to that. So Rashi in Parshas Vayit, Parshas Kedoshim by Merlech, the Pasuk says that I will punish those people who give their children to Merlech. And the Pasuk says, Laman timei es mikdashi, because they are retame my mikdash, v'chal shem kachi, and they are v'chal my name. So what does the Pasuk timei es mikdashi mean? V'chal my beis mikdash. Rashi says something else. Rashi says, timei es mikdashai, as Knesset Yisrael, Shimkudeshesli, Kalosh v'leichal es mikdashai. Rashi is comparing Klai Yisrael as just like the Beit HaMikdash. The Kedushas Beit HaMikdash. I heard once from Raziel Tauber, he said, if you have 100,000 goyim in a room, a stadium, right, and there's a fire, and they can't get out on Shabbat, and you have the capability, it's not for Ava, but you have the capability to press the button and take out that fire, then you have to let them all die. Because Shabbat is not Deichab to save any, even 100,000 goyim. If you have a year that's an Alzheimer's, that's in a wheelchair, you can't do anything, and on Shabbat, you're allowed to be mechal almost all the Torah in order that he should be alive. Because a year, and it's more than that, the Beit HaMikdash is burning on Shabbat, you're not allowed to save it. But a year, you're allowed to save it. Because a year is more Kaddish than a Beit HaMikdash. Mashenkin, a guy, that's how you think. They think that they're glorified animals, and because of that, they act that way. I once heard a story about, they interviewed someone from a cannibal in Africa. And they asked the cannibal, they had two tribes had fights in each other. And one tribe took over the second tribe. And they're speaking to him, so he's bragging, says, this is what he did. Maybe she deserved for it. He said, I took the chief of the other tribe, I cut up his stomach, I took out his liver, I fried it while he was alive, and then I ate it and I killed him. That was Mrs. Mojanzo's mother told me that it was a couple years ago. There was in Los Angeles, I think it was in California, a woman was jogging and she was eaten by a mountain lion. So they had, because now the mountain lion has taste of human meat, they shot the mountain lion. So the lady had children and the mountain lion had cubs. They made a collection. They collected money for both. They raised $3,000 for the children and $20,000 for the cubs. Because that's how they value it. Those, you know, we care more about cubs. What's the big deal that you have a couple children? I had a neighbor once who told me he told me that there was a person called an alligator man. He paid to have his body look like an alligator. He has skin grafts all over his body, green bumps, and he has his skull shaped to look like a big alligator eye sticking out. And he had bumps on his back from his skin smushed up, and he looked like an alligator. That's that. And I guess he'd be in the paper for a couple of weeks and he'd be famous, and he'll be depressed for his life looking like an alligator. But these are the famous stories. They had a talk show once, and someone called up, and the guy asked him, if his son and his dog were drowning, well, who would he save? He says, I have to think about it. He says, you think about it, and hung up on the table. Because that is a goy. A goy doesn't understand the chshivas of what it means to be chashev, what it means to be anything. And therefore, he could do kol mini zachar. You know what Clinton did in England, that maisa with the car crash, with the gal after the car crash, right? The Princess Diana, right? So, my day came by a yid. There's nothing a yid does. There's not one gashmi tikka pula that a yid does that is scientists tell guards. Right, we're learning brachas now. My chalik and kapur is learning brachas. And when we learn, Rambam puts brachas in Abba. When you make a bracha, you bring it to Abba to Hashem. You make a bracha, it's a positive. Atok yomar elameya. Make mea brachas every day, and I'll teach to Yira. There's nothing, everything, thing, if you sit down to eat, make a bracha. Sit down to put on clothing, make a bracha. Nothing, the house has a mezuzah. We can recline. Every single gashmistic aspect of our life is kulai mitzvah. Even when the Gemara says, Gemara Bracha says that what's a mitas our moy? What is a goyish bed? Person going to sleep is not going to sleep with a kriyish malamita. A kid goes to sleep with kriyish malamita. He's going to sleep and he's going giving up his neshama to Kadosh Baruch Hu before he goes to sleep. Hashem a goy, he goes to sleep. I was once by Moshe Tzukovitz, the Talmud of Chofetz Chaim, told me the following. He says, Essen nisht fresh. Shlofin nish tofin. Raiden nish smoozin. That's different. I get S, a guy fresh. That's different. There's no pula that a yid does. Akekach, the Miri says, that a person who makes a makal at night doesn't have to make a bracha when he starts with all the kind of shama, because it's a bracha smukal acharet. It's connected. The bracha of a makal is connected with all the kind of shama. It's one bracha, and if we don't have to start off with all the kind of shama with a bracha. There's nothing, there's no pula. There's no pula that we do. Even the lowest things. The Gemara in bracha says, I write this in Kabbalah of Olamach Roshamayim Shleima. Yifne v'yitel yodav yaniach tfil v'yikra kriyish ma'isal v'du v'machos Shamayim Shleima. A person should go to the bathroom and he should wash his hands and put on tfil and shmur neshma and shmur neshma. And that is Olamach Roshamayim. It comes out of this Gemara that the Chola of Kabbalah of Olamach Roshamayim in the morning is when a person goes to the bathroom. Mishabur brings down from the Rajva, when you wash your hands in the morning because of Zayim, it brings on the Rajva that it's a maisa of a voice of Kain Gadol, washing his hands in the Kier, and a voice of Hayim called Hayim. That means every pula, Gashmi's pula we do is a voice of Hashem. And the women, as Rigi Miller always says, that the Rosh Hashiva comes to Elam Haba with his boxes of Shiva Torah, and the women will come to Elam Haba with their bags of diapers. It'll be the same schar. No different. I heard a maisa that there was once a chasana, there was a chash of a person collecting money there, so the major D came to me afterwards and said, I'm so embarrassed. The guy major D says, everybody, I watched every single person in the chasana, in this wedding hall, gave money. The only person was not, I didn't give any money. And as you know, Rabbi, never in my life did I give a penny to anything. But I cannot go to sleep tonight because I'm so embarrassed. So here's this dollar, and let me go to sleep. That's when a person just, when he, you know, like you go off customs in America, and you know, you get off the customs and you go in and have this Goyish, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. He says to your wife, good morning, man. How welcome home. It's a house. I feel home. You feel like this love. He's giving you, you feel like, look what he's saying. Unfortunately, I don't know how maybe even no one feels that way over here. But, or Schwarzer, right? Anytime it's Schwarzer. Morning, man, right? If I'm being Tom and Drago, I wouldn't be next to them, because Raziel Tauber was trying once to try to convince someone to stop watching television. We couldn't convince him before. That was, no way, I'm watching television. One day, he was complaining to Raziel Tauber about his maid. Can't handle his repulsive, his sparkling maid, can't handle her, it's disgusting and this mess. He says, I want you to tell you something. When you're watching your sitcom at 8 o'clock at night, she's sitting in her couch and laughing the same joke. He was so disgusted he stopped watching television. That's the it. That's the next Chanukah was to show what he stands for. It's just nefesh. So tomorrow we have 7 more days lighting enough Nairs. You should come the mice before the Nairs and think a little bit. Rambam says, Mitzvah Sner Chanukah Chaviv Ad Moy. Baruch Hashem, you sit there for 30 seconds, think, Baruch Hashem, not a rock. Baruch Hashem, not a tree. Not a giraffe. And Baruch Hashem, I'm not a guy. I'm Chayad Makel Al. Ashrenu Matoy Kukenu.